section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 13, episode number 14 and number 102 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special people this week. We have the 2006-2011 champion, Mr. Amazing, and the 2012 and the 2014 champion, Mr. Brian Chateet. So let's get the results of week number 13 for KSL. Aaron over Nanigate, Doug over Andy, David Pate over Tybo, Brian over Joe, Hoofter over Palmer, Oberg over Kevin. Brian, what was the game of the week?
Man, I don't know. There was a lot of blowouts. I'm going to have to say, only because it was down to 0.18, nail-biter, Kevin and Oberg. Oberg upsetting Kevin.
That's a big one.
And allowing me to get second place.
That is, yes, that is a big deal. Too bad, someone like Aaron didn't crack the bed this time, but instead he decides to put a bunch of points out there. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I agree with Brian. Definitely game of the week was Kevin and Obergo. However, though, I disagree with you, Andy. You see, I knew. I just had a feeling going into the matchup that I was going to win. And I don't know if you knew this or not, Andy, but not only did your loss help knock you out, but Eric winning and, of course, myself winning are the two reasons, three reasons, I guess you could say, why you are not in the playoffs.
Yeah, shit happens. Oh, well. So, Aaron, what was your game of the week?
You literally do not listen to any of the hosts, do you?
No, I don't. I don't listen to what you say.
I should say. Because if you actually listened, Andy, then you would have heard me say that I agree with Brian about the game of the week, which was Kevin and Oberg.
All right, so what was the total ball game of the week then?
What match were you up in? You and Doug. Because Doug just dominated you. I mean, he bent you over. He just gave it to you, and you just took it. You loved every second of it.
Okie dokie.
Hey, quit doing whatever you're doing, Andy, and,
yeah, sorry, I was watching the league. So, Doug, what was your game of the week?
Wow, that was quick.
That's what she said.
I didn't even know he was on.
Game of the week is going to go to, I think, Kevin and Noberg.
All right, and joining us on the show, of course, is Doug Hahn. And Doug, what is the total?
You mean the person that you just asked a question to?
Yes, I forgot to mention that. So, Doug,
Andy, I think that we could have a inanimate object host the show, and they might do a better job than
you. So, Doug, what was the total bowl game of the week?
Total bowl game of the week goes to me whomping you.
Brian, what was the total bowl game of the week?
You know, I thought Joe might get it because he doesn't check his roster, but I'm going to have to give it to you, Andy, because you didn't even beat him.
What the fuck?
So all three of us are in agreement. Andy, what is your game of the week and total bowl game of the week? I'm kind of curious.
Same game.
Same for all
Doug, Doug beating me. So who got passwords tacoed, Brian?
I don't have a clue.
I'm going to say Kevin got passwords tacoed. And Doug, your thoughts?
I kind of agree, but at the same time, I also like Palmer getting password is tacoed by who? Just by the amount of points that he got tacoed by.
And they both scored, 250 plus.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think, I forgot when it was, but at like 3 o'clock Pacific, I was like, oh, wow, looks like Palmer's going to win. We're going to have Andy, you're in the playoffs here, number 8 or whatever. And then out of nowhere, Eric's team just was throwing up points left and right. And so it was like, oh, crap. Well, looks like we're going to have to redo that. It's going to be Eric now. So I believe that Palmer got password as tacoed.
Fucking Big Ben. That piece of shit. Anyway, so let's talk about week 14. And Aaron, what is so special about week 14?
It's the playoffs.
Yep. So let's get into KSL news. Bottom 14. Oh, I guess we should probably talk about the playoffs. I'm not.
Oh, yeah, that thing you're not at.
Yeah. So we have David Pate, the number one seed, taking on the number 8 seed, which is Eric Van Hefty. The number 2 seed, Mr. Brian Schtee, taking on the number 7 seed, Aaron. And the number 3 seed, Kevin Smith, taking on number 6 seed, David Nanagay. And the number 4 seed, Ty Palmer, taking on the number 5 seed, Johnny Oberg. So, Aaron, who's going to win each game?
I have Dave Pate, myself, of course, Dave Nanagay, and John Oberg. Those are going to be your winners.
All right, Doug?
I'm going to go with the upset in every game. I'm saying, well, no, and look at this. If you look at Hoof's, like, last 3 weeks, the 3 weeks that he had to win to get in, he has put up phenomenal numbers. And Pate has kind of just been coasting by. So if Hoof's team does anywhere near what they have been, and Pate just tries to coast by again, it's going to be another number one seed going out in the first round year.
All right, Brian, your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to, you know, differ with Aaron. I think I'm going to be a winner. I'm going to upset Aaron. Well, it's
you're
not really
upset, even though you're the second seed.
Even though I'm the second seed, but I'm projected to get less for now. I'm going to go with Kevin and Nanagay as being also being the toilet bowl game of the week. I think they're both going to get like 150. Ooh. But I'm gonna have Kevin losing, and let's have Dave Pate go to the next round, and something unfamiliar to Oberg. Let's have him go to the next round.
So not only does he finally make it to the playoffs, he gets to go to the second round.
Yeah,
first time ever.
I'm going to say that it's going to be Van Hefty, Shatit, Nanagay, and Oberg. All those guys will make it. So that's my thoughts on it. But, of course, you know, I'm the ninth seed, so it doesn't really mean anything. So, Aaron, let's talk about KSL news, the bottom four teams.
Yeah, so, Andy, you and Joe both missed the playoffs because of your point totals. You actually had – you guys were 6-7, much like – the other teams that made it in, who were 7th and 8th seed. So, you know, what do you think is the reason behind you not making it in, other than just you having so few points?
Just score 300 more points, you'd have been fine.
Well, basically, when you win 4 in a row, and you just need that 5th one just to go through, and of course it doesn't happen, but I also got lucky in some games, but the only thing that really matters is that I won the A Cup and I beat Borman finally. Mm-hmm. So,
you know what's crazy too is that you probably could have won another game or two had you not made that really stupid trade that you made.
Which one?
Yeah, well,
there's multiple.
The
ones.
Dumbest trade, you know, the Marshawn Lynch one.
No, I still think that was a good trade. It did help me out, and I did
remember
go on
that
streak.
Week that he got 60 points and
one
the week that you traded him.
1 week.
Yeah. That would have, 1 week is all you needed to win.
I was going to win that week regardless.
All I needed to do was win 1 week, and I would have been in the playoffs.
Well, you need to win two, but...
You know, Andy, that...
No, because if I would have beat Joe, my point total is higher than even Hoofter's.
Oh, that's 4. Right. Okay.
Well, Andy, what I was going to say is that 60 points would have added to your point total, which would have really helped you out.
No, actually, because that week I would have won regardless.
Yeah, but you still would have had points.
Yeah, and he still would have lost to me because I whooped him so bad.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
He did get his butt kicked. Yeah,
it happens.
So, Andy, do you want to talk a little bit about the bottom seeds and what's going on there?
Well, it's going to be myself taking on Doug and then Joe taking on...
Why are you taking on me? I'm not last.
Should probably look at this then. Da-da-da-da.
It should be you versus Boardman and me versus Joe.
Yep.
Holy crap, I didn't realize that. Yeah, so yeah. I take on Boardman and you take on Joe. So actually the funny thing is that in the Bakersfield, we're going to end up having Ty
Boardman versus me.
Yeah, which is going to be a big game. I believe that Doug will be able to beat Boardman. I beat Boardman. So you should be able to beat him as well.
Well, I have almost 200 more points total than he did. So
that is true.
I should.
That is true.
And he had more points than you did, Boober.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we may see a repeat of Andy and Doug, huh?
Wait a
minute. It's very possible. For the number one, or for the higher draft pick.
And for who gets to choose where they pick in the draft, of course. And so it goes obviously in order between the four of you guys, depending obviously, of course, if Joe's in next year, then otherwise it's just the three of you. And then whoever will be the new person in goes in last.
No, Joe's still playing. I talked to him.
All right. Well, last time I talked to him, he said that he was like, yeah, probably not going to do it next year.
Oh, okay.
So, but I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, obviously we'll see, but we need to make sure that he actually pays attention to his lineup and sets it.
Yeah, so another interesting stat that I'm surprised that no one talked about. We do it for the lulz. They had all four people make the playoffs, just like Peanut Butter and Jelly Time did last year.
Why are we bringing up old shit?
Yeah.
Well, because everyone in that division surprisingly made the playoffs.
Let's not point that out, just because we only have one person from our league this year.
That's true, yes. But it happened to them last year as well.
And the only one above 500.
Oh yeah, oh shit, that is true. Well, oh well, shit happens. I just need to score, you know, an extra 500 points and I would definitely been in, but you know.
And what is it, the top three scorers are in the lulz division, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. It happens. Well, you win some, you lose some.
You guys scored so many points this last week. And I went from like the top half in the league in scoring to the bottom half in 1 week.
All right. See ya.
See ya, Doug.
Later.
So, Andy, let's go over my notes from the message. And since we have Brian here, it'll be kind of fun to go over and we can actually talk about it a little bit. So, Brian, this is your first playoff appearance since 2008. What do you think about that?
I hope I win. Hope I don't just, you know, I can't hardly hear.
Sorry, don't worry. Sorry. It doesn't come through on the audio when it comes out at the other end.
That's what
she
said. I
hope I don't do like, you know, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a pro football team that always goes to the playoffs and just loses. Or, you know, like the Bills? The Cowboys, when they do get to the playoffs, just lose the first round.
The Bears. Well, they have to make it first. So you're kind of like the Bears. You really are your name, Da Bears. You don't make the playoffs very often, and when you do, you go out very early most of the time.
Yeah, I'm hoping I don't do that. It's going to be a good match.
So what's kind of interesting is that in the playoffs, surprisingly enough, you have a very positive record. So not accounting for any of the like loser brackets from 2009. You're actually 13-6 in the playoffs. So what ends up happening most of the time is you lose the first week, and then you just win. Like, you actually get a lot of wins. So you actually do fairly well in the playoffs. And, in fact, you're 1-0 against me in the playoffs.
Well, looking at our matchups here, you've got some unfavorable matchups in the offensive side of this. But or do you take the lead and beat me for projected is on the defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're going to win if you win.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other big thing, too, really, is week one of the playoffs, you are 2-3. Week one of the playoffs, so you won twice. And then I am 7-2 first week of the playoffs.
7-3 now?
We're going to find out. What's funny is the two losses I've had, I end up finishing eighth both those times. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But I think it's going to be a really good matchup. It's a two-time champion. I've won it twice, by the way, Andy. Going up against a one-time champion, the first-ever champion, Brian Chetee. So I think it'll be a pretty good matchup.
I still have changes to make. I haven't finalized my roster yet.
Do you want me to drop anyone, then you can pick them up, Brian?
Maybe take somebody's defense off somebody's team and drop them for me.
I was just going to add 500 points to my team. Oh, by the way.
Does Andy have anyone good on his team? Oh, yeah, he has two good players. Wow. That's
it. Just to let you know, I did add the five add drops as well. The five.
The Brian rule.
The rule. Yeah, the Brian rule is what we like to call it. Lol.
But looking at that, I've only got 45 moves. Nanagate's 49. Doug has 47. Dave has 47. and Hoof's got 45. So I think that extra 5 benefits a lot of people.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm just waiting until the matchup cup finals and someone's like, can I get one more move? And I'm just going to tell them, no.
Yeah, no kidding.
It'll probably be Aaron. So, Aaron, here's something. Ty, do we talk about Ty Borman not missing or missing by not winning?
We didn't, but yeah, I might as well. So Ty Borman, he actually started off really hot, surprisingly. I did not expect a whole lot from him. I didn't think his team was that good personally, but he got a lot of really lucky wins. He started off the season 3-1, in fact. 3-1. But he had 3 straight losses to you, Andy, then Doug, then Pate. And those were 3 divisional losses, which is actually even bigger because had he just won one of those games, he'd be in the playoffs.
That's a big deal. Unfortunately, it happens. He lost, like you said, the 3 straight. So, oh, well, maybe next year, right, Ty? But I find it also kind of funny that Ty went from in the playoffs to dead last.
Well, he started off 3-1, which is really big, but then he lost 1, 2, 3, 4 straight. And he lost to Nanigay, which was a decisive victory by Nanigay, but then he lost the 1 to Joe by 4 points, which I don't even know if Joe played anybody that week. And then he lost, you know, big one to Kevin, a big one to Pate. So, you know, those two were pretty pretty hurtful for him. So
it happens. So Doug missed, but the only reason he missed is because he had a horrible schedule. Just the matchups for him, ironically, those guys put up the most points. And, you know, and so did he at one point. In fact, I think he had what he would have won if he would play anyone else in the league. I think three of those 7 losses, he could have beat anybody. But the schedule, unfortunately, was not favorable to him. So because of that, he started 0-7. But then he did make a good run here at the end.
Yeah, he actually went 5-1 in his last 6 games. 5-1. That is crazy. But he had, you know, some pretty tough matchups to start off with. It's not that he scored the highest points. It's actually that he had a couple of matchups where he scored some of the lowest. Against you, Andy, he went 177, which was, you know, against your 217. Against Joe, it was the 2 lowest scoring teams in the league that week with 147 and 174. So, you know, it was just kind of a tough break for him in that regard. You know, he had a couple other ones where he did a little bit better. But, you know, nonetheless, it was a little bit tough. You know, it was a little tough for him. And, you know, had he had Joe's schedule, you know, he would be 8-5 probably. So.
Yeah. So, Aaron, what notes do you have that you want to talk about that were on the message board?
Well, if you were listening, Brian and I were going over them and then you. Yeah, I know. Andy, that's the problem with you in doing this. I don't know if you're really the right host for KSL because you don't listen to anybody. Andy, tell me again, how do the tiebreakers work?
Well, okay, the way it works is that the winner
of doesn't matter how it works, Andy.
I hate you.
Andy, let me ask you this much. I think one of the bigger games this week is actually going to be Kevin Smith and Dave Nanigay. This is the number 1 and number 3 highest scoring team in the league. Nanigay in particular had an unfavorable schedule to get him where he is today. He is 6-7. Kevin is 7-6. So two really close teams here, both in the same division. Kevin is actually 2-0 against him this season, right? Yeah, 2-0. So does Kevin make it a third one? Or do you think that this is going to be, you know, Nanigay's time?
I think it's going to be Nanigay's time, definitely. I think Dave's going to win this one.
Okay.
I do believe that he'll beat Kevin. Brian, what are your thoughts?
I think, like I said earlier, I think it's also going to be the toilet bowl game, but it's going to be close, like 180 to 160 or 180 to 170 or something like that. They both, you know, Kevin finished as usual, 7-6. I think it's always what he always finishes, 7-6, 7-6, 7-6.
Always a winning record.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
what's funny, yeah, like no joke, Kevin has never had a losing record in KSL. Ever. That is insane.
And his best record is 8-5.
I think he went 9-4 last year. I could be wrong, but either way, he had a good team last year, though. He got lucky.
Aaron, you know how you can find that out?
Go to KiwaniSportsLeague.com.
KiwaniSportsLeague.com.
So, I think that this will actually be a really good game. Given my predictions from earlier, I said that it'll be Pate, myself, Nanagain, Oberg, and then we'll have Oberg and Nanagain take each other on, which means that no matter what, the Lulz division will be represented in the Matcha Cup. And then it would be myself versus Dave Pate, which is two-time champions going at it, which means that no matter what, a two-time champion would be represented in the Matcha Cup, which would be kind of interesting because we could have our first ever three-time champion.
What if you tie? What if you guys tie?
There's probably a tie-breaking rule for that. Andy, why don't you go look that up?
Actually, I already know what it is. It's whatever the point total was the previous game, whoever had the highest point total. Yep.
That makes sense.
So if you tied that, then it keeps going back all the way to week one, which, you know. Yeah.
At that point in time, if you tie, then you are very, very good.
Yes. Just to let you know, Kevin's best season was 10-2 in 2009. And then last year, you were right, Aaron. He went 9-4. And his other worst year was 2002 when he went 8-4. And then after that, he's gone at least 7-7 or 7-6 or 7-5 also at one point as well.
Yeah, just depending. I mean, obviously, we've had different seasons, just like the NFL, where we've had 12 games, 13, 14. So, now we're at 13 pretty much no matter what.
And just to let you know, since 2006, Kevin, besides last year, of course, but from 2006 to 2012, Kevin has lost at least two games in the postseason.
Wow.
Yeah. According to QIsportsLeague.com, of course.
Yep. He always gets there, but just doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's why I think that he's going to lose to Nanagain. And I would love to see Nanagain and Oberg go at it, because I think that Oberg might make it to the Magic Cup. And I think that'll be the greatest accomplishment of his life.
His team has won 4 in a row, basically to get him in the playoffs. Because he was 3-6 before that streak started.
By the way, Aaron, I love the comment that you made to something that his wife put on Facebook.
About how he put down his daughter and and I asked if he needed 3 laptops, a tablet, and a cell phone to put her down. And then she goes, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, it does.
Yeah, it kind of does.
It kind of does. He needed that to draft. It's just a joke.
That is true. So, Aaron, I saw in Survival and Pick'ems that actually Pick'ems now, Nanagain lost some ground, but he lost only a couple games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lost a couple games. His hubris got the best of him. And Doug was able to make some ground, as were a few other people, too. So now he's at 132. Doug is only 5 games behind him. Andy, you are 7. And then we have myself and Hoofter are 9 games, so which is better than the 11 or so it was last week.
That is true. Yeah, you guys gained some ground. I was more upset that apparently on the Thursday night games, I missed everything.
I did too.
Did you pick the Cowboys for tomorrow?
Yeah, actually I did.
I did too.
I picked Chicago. They're at home. Oh. They always beat Tony Romo for some reason. So.
Oh, Sean Jeffrey's questionable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
And Robbie Gould is out already.
What did he do? Hang now?
Yeah, yes. It's hanging from his cubicle. Cubicle.
Ingrown pubic hair.
Oh, I had that the other day.
I know. You have to pop those, pull the tweezers out, you know.
I took a Z-pack for it.
Took a Z-pack for it. Wow.
Do you have Green Bay or Atlanta?
I pick Green Bay.
I went for the upset. Not really. Yeah.
So I do these at the beginning of the year, and I picked Atlanta at the beginning of the year. I'm going to change that. Holy shit, I'm going to have to change a lot of these.
I think you ought to leave them.
Yeah, you should leave it. Just go with it.
It's a good chance for you to gain ground.
I have Washington over St. Louis. No, thank you.
It could happen. Colt McCoy's on fire.
That's true.
Andy, you don't know what you're talking about.
Apparently, because I'm not in the playoffs.
Yeah, remember that time you made the playoffs, Andy?
When was that?
Last year.
Oh.
Andy makes the playoffs every other year. That's the thing with Andy.
Who's on a losing streak in the playoffs? They're not making it right now. Anybody?
You?
No.
Everybody's...
It was you.
Yeah, you. Brian, you had the longest one for a while.
Well, Doug was with me for four.
And yeah, Doug was with you. That's right. And then...
Then we had to put in the Doug rule.
Had to put in the Doug rule. But yeah, I would say that I honestly the... I mean, Doug, if you take away one, then yeah, Doug would be the longest, but...
How to... Any good NFL news besides the fact that Ray Rice got reinstated and then he hit his wife?
Again?
He was celebrating.
Thank you, I got back. Whoa-bam. Do you think he's going to play this year, Brian?
No.
And why do you think that?
He's going to have to sign with the team and then he's going to have to learn the offense.
Okay.
I don't know what... I guess there's a few teams that would have been shown some interest. Indianapolis.
Titans.
The Saints.
That one surprised me, I thought.
Saints?
Yeah.
Well, is he really a Saint?
Yeah.
Doo-doo.
Inside joke or punch joke, whatever you want to say.
Punch joke. But...
Well, bam. Oh.
Did you know that John is the only active team to have never won his division?
Really?
Hefty was in last year and he won his division. Hefty's been in for 2 years and won his division once.
Wait a minute. Has Oberg ever finished second in his division?
Maybe.
QYSportsLeague.com?
That won't be in there.
Why the fuck not?
Because you touch yourself at night.
Like a face getting full. Oh, wait, that's the beginning of the song.
Oh, I thought you were about ready to sing Like a Virgin.
Has he ever had a winning record in KSL?
Yes, he has had a winning record once. Now twice. Twice.
I like how we dogged on Johnny all year, but if he was to win it this year, he could take all those Facebook posts and all the bad things that we had, and he could splice it into like a 2-hour show and be like,
he doesn't know how to do that. And here's the thing. I love Johnny to death, but I also love giving him shit. So let's see here. Jin has made the playoffs now twice. He made it actually back-to-back, surprisingly enough. In 2010, he finished third in his division. 2011, finished third. 2012, finished fourth. 2013, finished dead last in the league. since John has been in, he has not finished above third in his division.
Well, he's in. That's what matters.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
You should probably change his team name on the QYSportsLeague.com.
To Jen?
No, to, Underachievers? It is the Mud Stuffers.
I'll change it eventually.
The funny thing is, last year was his worst record at 2-11, and then his best record in 2010 was 8-5.
Yeah, he actually did surprisingly well that year. That was a weird year, but yeah, he started off 4-1. So, I mean, he did really well.
Oh my gosh, you are a dick. In 2013, John Oberg started off hot by defeating his longtime rival Aaron Hughes in the first matchup of the season. However, this would be the one of two games he would win all year. Then he goes, week after John, lost games by a few points, eventually lost 10 straight before finally beating Dave Nanigay. This win actually knocked Dave out of the playoffs. So that was actually interesting. So last year, John knocked Nanigay out of the playoffs, and then Doug knocked me out of the playoffs this year. And
I don't see how that's the same thing, though.
The funny part I thought was I like how it has asterisks, but in 2008 and 2009, it says denotes it was a loser bracket.
Well, in 2008, 2009, we had the loser brackets in there. And so, I just wanted that to people to know that. So if you see at the very bottom his total, he's 2-4 in the playoffs. And someone might look at that and go, why 2-4? It says here he has 3 other wins. So I wanted people to know that, you know, don't include the loser bracket. Hey, Andy, can you click on Ty Boardman's name and read the first sentence? First two sentences.
First two sentences? Okay. Tybo. If you're looking for the other Doug, he can be found Ty Palmer. Oh. Tybo Rodriguez joined Kiwani Sports League in 2008 when KSL expanded to 16 teams. He has used the other team names Can't Stop Scoring and Scoring Daily, besides the fact that we know he has only scored once in his life. that's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. Ty is a decent player, in the playoffs. He's 10-10.
Yeah, no, he's does pretty well. He has a divisional title. He has 2 conference titles. Ty always squeaks in the playoffs. This is the first year he's never made the playoffs. So it's,
That's because he had to win. I mean, it was just a win and you're in. Normally it's, he has to win and other people lose, and that's how he gets in.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually what happened to Andy the one year. All you had to do is win. And then he lost, and like 2 other people lost, and Ty squeaked his way in.
And they went all the way to the championship.
Yeah. And actually, Kevin, I obviously haven't updated this stuff yet, but Kevin now holds – so he held the record last year by winning his division 4 times. We had like 3 teams tied at 3, and he was at 4. He won again this year, so now he has 5 divisional wins, which is kind of crazy to think about.
I added one more now too.
But you did. And then Kevin has 2 conference titles, but 1 championship.
One that just happened last year.
After 12 seasons.
Yeah, Brian will get his this year, and then hopefully I'll get mine next year.
Yeah, so it'll be your second.
It'll be my first in KSL, of course.
It'll be your second trip there, though.
It'll be my second trip, yes. But have we had anyone go to make it to the second trip and loot? Oh, yeah, Ty. Never mind. Sorry, Boardman.
They did it twice in a row.
You have Boardman, who's done it twice in a row, like Brian said, and we also had Doug.
He did it twice in a row.
Not in a row, but he did it twice, against me and against Kevin.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting stuff on KiwaniSportsLeague.com. So if you guys...
I thought Dave beat Doug the other year, 2 years ago.
No, I beat Doug, actually. It was in 06, where Doug made it in by having the second lowest points each week, and he played the team that had the lowest points. So he actually beat Andy, I think, in the second round, which would have been, I think, really cool if it was Andy versus myself. It would have been a huge match, but just didn't happen. Didn't happen.
By the way, I just want to let you guys know.
That's right. Palmer and Pate played each other the previous year, which meant no matter what, we're going to have a 2-time champion. But Palmer was unable to do so.
He didn't pull out, or I was going to say he didn't pull out in time, but I just want to let you guys know that my farts really smell right now. They smell fantastic.
See, Andy, that's the funny thing. You and Palmer both missed the playoffs like on opposite years. Like last year, Palmer didn't make it, and you made it. This year, Palmer makes it, you didn't. So I guess next year, you're a shoo-in.
We'll see about that.
Let's see here.
I think I'm going to try and go 1
and 12.
You
might as well trade away your first pick right now.
I was going to go for Ray Rice or Adrian Peterson.
Actually, no. Remember, Andy, I get to pick your first 3 picks. So,
No, you said that – okay. Now, the bet, as it went...
Why you go back on the chat line?
You said that if that I will not make it at ninth.
I said you won't make it. I said you won't make the playoffs. And you said, I bet you my first three picks I will. I said, okay. I said, we got records of it right here, Andy.
All right, fine.
I'm going to say the Bears defense, number one, overall. Because I want to help you out. Number two, Robbie Gould.
No, you said that if I missed it by one, that you'd pick one of my picks.
Whatever. No, look, if you want to go right ahead, your first overall pick will be the Bears.
Okay, so my first overall pick is going to be for the Chicago Bears. Okay.
Yeah.
I had a winning season when I did that. It was like 10-3 or something like that.
Yeah, and actually, Andy, you've only missed the playoffs three times. That's not too bad.
I've missed it five times.
In a row.
07, 2011, and this year.
Yep.
Fuck.
You actually have a winning record in the playoffs, too. 13-11. It's not too bad.
I got a mental erection. Yeah, I haven't been back to the finals since 2008. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
That was also the year of my best record, too.
7-6?
I hate you. 9-3?
You must not have traded off Marshawn Lynch then.
Oh, my gosh. You guys give me so much. You know what the thing is? I guarantee you that that'll hurt Doug this week. I'm sorry. That'll hurt. Yeah, I guess it would hurt Doug. It'll hurt Dave this week. Watch.
Hey, Andy.
What, Aaron?
How many championships do I have?
And for Brian Chateen, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. All right.
The reason I asked that question, Andy, is because I thought then you could ask me for my fantasy advice and I could tell you that I would not trade Marshawn Lynch for the crap that you got.
Oh, okay. When it comes down to it and you see that it actually helped someone else out, not Dave, but it helped Hoofter out because he had, you know, Dave started Lynch. You're going to thank me.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, we made, changes to the league, you know, obviously every single year. Is there anything for next year that you would like to see change?
Yeah. A couple things. I can only think of two right offhand. The moves. Although I didn't run out this year.
Let me guess. You want it to be 65.
65 moves per week.
Oh my god.
and then the defense thing. Oh crap, what was it? Oh, the return yards.
Yeah.
The modifiers.
Modifiers will be changed.
The return yards are fine or whatever, I guess, but get thrown in the modifiers. Yeah.
I was going to throw a modifier, but make it so it's like 500 yards.
But if you have the player, that's completely different.
Well, player's different, but I'm talking about make it so like.
I think you could keep the modifiers, but just lower the points because it's like, what, 6, 9, and 12, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, I would like to see across the board just make it like. I don't know.
Just do like 3,
three six, 6, and then 9. And then reason to do it because, you know, 3 plus 6 equals 9.
And then
you sound retarded.
The running back.
Yeah, running back will get changed to 100. It'll be 100. I think what we'll do is we'll do 100, 200, 300, and 300, 400, 500. I think that'll probably be the best way.
You, Aaron, that said something about having the... Oh, shit, which one was it? I don't know, something about the modifier being 3, 3, and then 6 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, I think that something that we could do is because right now it's actually kind of I think I love the modifier. I think modifiers are great, but it's right now 6, 8, and 10.
Right.
Which if you get 250 yards, you're getting way too many points as it is anyway. The 10 extra points are kind of like, you know, it's like, hey, that's nice. It's like extra, extra icing. But sometimes you can have too much icing. I would almost say do like, and you know, this is just me spitballing, but like 100, 150, 200, and then have it be 3-3-6 and have it that way for both rushing and for receiving.
Wait, did you say 100, 200, 300?
No,
100, 200.
Yeah.
100, 150, and then 200.
And you do 3-3-6. That way, when you go over 100, you get 3 points, which is nice. That's like, oh, sweet, I get 3 extra points. That's going to help me out. But let's say you have a guy that goes off. Now you get an additional 3 points, which is nice. And if they go over 200, that's six. That's
which, a touchdown. Which is no different than it is now anyways, because it's normally 6 at 100 for the receiver, but then there's not another one until 200.
Yeah.
So they're still getting the same modifier, but you have to get extra yardage to get the other 3.
Yeah. I mean, I'm spitballing, so it's kind of like, you know, obviously we talk about it, but
it's definitely something we can talk about.
And, you know, I'd probably do the same for, you know.
And there's one more thing.
Quarterbacks.
I need a 25-point advantage every week.
Hey, Brian, do you know how tiebreakers work?
Yeah, they give me a 25-point advantage. So high!